messages on screen for when the audio eventual navigation becomes available. This station will now stream your
information. Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast, the only place for prepping, survival, and entertainment. We are your hosts, Cam and Kobe, and we're here to bring survival goodness direct to your ear holes, son. Hey, Cameron.
Yeah.
How you feeling this afternoon?
I'm good.
Good?
I'm ready to rock it.
Are you? What are we doing today?
What are we doing?
Yeah, that's the question I'm asking.
Survival cache.
Yeah, survival cache basics in this episode number 20.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So like creating your own currency.
Yeah, your own survival currency. No, it's C-A-C-H-E.
Catchy.
Catchy, yeah. And what else we got going on?
We got two things to review, actually.
We do.
We got a tech pack.
Yeah, brand new tech pack.
Good stuff. So We got that. And then we've got Spartan Survival Compact Pro Kit.
Yeah. And it's got a lot of stuff in it.
It has a lot of crap.
It's a hefty sucker.
So
it's a good one.
That'll take a half hour to read through.
Yeah, and then all our normal stuff, you know, listener reviews, social media shout outs.
Same old crap.
Quick and dirties.
Dirty.
Yeah. But first, guys, today's podcast is brought to you by TacPack, the only monthly tactical subscription box with useful professional grade stuff inside. Get 10% off your first TacPack with code CASUALPREPPERS at TacPack.com. And join the thousands of satisfied subscribers today. That's 10% off with code CASUALPREPPERS at TacPack.com. So don't go over there. Don't purchase one of those without using our code.
Yeah.
It's a very preppers. Simple process, y'all.
We're one of the thousands of satisfied customers.
We are. We are really satisfied. Super satisfied. Real quick before we get into too much, we have a new Facebook group on Facebook, incidentally. It's on Facebook. It's a group. It's not a page. It's a group where you guys can come together. You can talk about the podcast. You can converse with each other. You can talk about prepping topics, survival topics, all that kind of
anything.
Good stuff. Anything. I don't care. Well, I
not
mostly,
everything.
I mostly don't care
some
what you're talking
about. Some
stuff
I don't
about.
Really, yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody wants
I don't
that.
Want you to come in and talk about WWE wrestling or
if you want.
What your favorite Michael Jackson album is. I don't think you should be doing that there. But it's Thriller, by the way.
Nice.
Yeah. So this episode, we're actually recording this about a week early because I'm, right now, if you're listening to this, I'm probably on vacation.
You should be enjoying yourself.
I should be enjoying
right
myself on a family vacation.
Goes live. Unless I don't know or figure out how to put it on live.
I'm,
and then you'll be listening to it with
we're gonna
a
get
pissed
it.
Off Kobe.
We're going to get it. I promise. Actually, I'm taking my laptop. I'll probably end up doing it myself. If you want something done right, do it yourself.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. So anyways, we're going to... I might leave it to you. We'll see.
Right.
I don't know. We do have a giveaway going on that will start on Thursday on Instagram from our friends at Personal Solar Light. Do you remember those dudes?
I do.
Yeah.
And so their light's brighter than mother.
It is. It is brighter than a mother. So we're going to be giving one of those away. What you got to do is come on to Instagram. You got to like us, follow us. You got to like the post. You got to follow Personal Solar Light because... Duh, they're giving away the light, right? It's a solar light.
Yeah, really, like...
It's a solar light.
It may not sound that exciting, but
it's cool, though.
They're really nice.
Yeah, and it's like, something everybody should have in their
preps. Yeah, they're awesome. They're seriously...
They're fantastic.
They're very good.
Yeah, they're fantastic. So so make sure to go on Instagram. Find us at Casual Preppers Podcast on Instagram. And go check it out.
Do it.
Okay, yeah.
Listener. Reviews starts now.
Yes, this is the portion of the podcast where we read some of our favorite reviews from iTunes even Facebook. So if you want to be a part of this,
did you show me this week's?
I didn't know.
All right, thanks.
Well, no, maybe I did. I don't know. I actually think I did. This one isn't super. Usually we pick the craziest, like people get on there and they do some weird stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They do some really weird stuff. This one wasn't too crazy.
Yeah,
but
there's been some real bizarre, but
yeah.
Lately
and we like
been...
it. So go on to iTunes, go on to Facebook, leave us a review, make it freaking crazy, make it 5 stars, and you could probably make it onto this little portion of our podcast here.
Mm-hmm.
This one, the title is Fun and Informative. She's got to be talking about us. I mean, that has to be us. Fun and Informative.
That's definitely us.
That's got to be us, yeah. I guess I shouldn't say her. This could be a guy. Why did I say her?
I was going to say. I was like, oh, did you? I was going to actually ask you that. Do you know if this is a she?
For some reason in my head, I was thinking it's a girl.
Just all these girls flock to our podcast. Yeah, so I figured.
Probably a guy, and he's really pissed off right now. So I'm sorry, bro. It's from Mirobihi. Mirobihi.
Sounds feminine? No,
I don't,
it sounds
not
masculine.
At all, actually, yeah.
I don't know what you're thinking.
I don't know either. 5 stars, though. Thank you. So anyways, they go on and they say, a fresh, lighthearted, and informative podcast that addresses serious issues. And we do. We address them. We do. Yeah. The banter between the two is fun. Yeah. Mm-hmm. See? Mm-hmm. Contrary to what our wives say, this is fun. This is fun.
They do not like when we go to dinner together.
No. They get, basically, they're embarrassed
the entire time.
They
are. They really are. It's awesome.
It is awesome. I enjoy their silly voices, but then again, I listen at 1.5 speed, which I got to admit makes them much better. Keep up the good work, guys. So apparently, if you listen to us at 1.5 speed,
we are way funnier.
We're way better. So
go ahead, try it.
I think everybody right now, as you're listening, just go ahead and hit 1.5 speed. You'll get through this bastard really quick, and it's going to sound better, apparently.
Social media shout out.
Okay, so it's social media shout-out time. Do you want to do any of this? Oh, no, I'll do it, Cameron.
No, you're way better
at it.
I
know what the
and
hell.
And I don't even know what you're talking about. So, social what?
Social what? So one of them...
is it like a DVD?
We want to say hi to Robert from Texas. This isn't social media. He's kind of like off the grid or something. But Robert from Texas, he sent us his awesome solar generator setup. Did you see it?
Yeah,
that I sent
that was
to you?
Pretty sweet.
So he's got a lot of good info on that. So
really good info.
If anybody wants some of that info, let us know. We'll get it over to you. I'm sure Robbie from Texas isn't going to mind. And our other one. So we have some friends on Instagram at Men Podcast. They are just releasing their first episode, I think, this week, the beginning of January. Go check them out on Instagram. They're a new podcast about being a real man. And so I'm going to suggest that Cam goes and listens to this.
I'm going to.
Because you just need some tips, bro. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's about being a man. It's about getting back to being a man. And they're cool dudes, so go ahead and check it out. All right?
You telling me I need tips on being a man?
That's exactly what I'm saying. That's why I said that. Dick. That was the whole point of that joke.
Stupid.
Dude, gosh.
Stupid. You know, this is the last podcast you guys are going to hear.
It's a mad, mad world.
I just love to cut you off with those.
Yeah, you do.
You did go first last time. Would you like me to go first this time?
I don't care. I don't even freaking care anymore. Go ahead. Okay, I'm going to go.
Okay.
Mine's real fast.
Okay.
Today, actually, Fort Lauderdale shooting.
I knew you were going to go with this.
I just wanted to because it's just happening so often, man, and I wouldn't think that it would happen in an airport. I mean, it seems like the security's pretty tight, and...
I don't know, the TSA, man. Sometimes...
Yeah,
the stuff that
they're over
through.
The top for the stupidest crap, but miss the most important stuff. I believe that.
Yeah, so I think he killed like 5 people or something. Obviously, when you guys hear
scary,
this.
That knife. But this guy doesn't have his shoes off. What the?
What the hell? Yeah.
Keep your tray moving.
They are Nazis
they
about
are.
The trays, aren't
Salt
they?
Salt Lake has like the worst.
Yeah.
They are horrible.
I am not looking forward to taking my 3 children through security tomorrow.
It's the worst place on earth.
Yeah. So, So that was a bad deal. That was not good.
Uh-uh.
That's shooting.
So, yeah. I just
wanted
to mention that.
We still don't know all the
We don't, but I'm just like everywhere. Everywhere there's shootings, you know. And
yeah.
Civil unrest.
It's just a good idea to keep your head on a swivel.
And to stay away from Florida.
Yeah, just don't go to Florida. It's so freaking
Nobody
humid.
Wants to go there.
It's so humid. Florida's a nice place.
So I've never been there.
You've never been there?
Uh-uh.
I've been there.
I've never been... Very far east.
Haven't you?
Well, in the United States, but
right.
Like, what is this? The furthest I've been is like
Colorado.
South Dakota.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? That's
like the
that's
middle
weird.
Of South Dakota.
Not
yeah.
even like at a layover at an airport or something like that?
Yeah, I guess Dallas, but I don't count that as like a.
Did you have to go through Dallas to get to Brazil? Is that why you.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I came back to Dallas too, so.
Interesting.
So Brazil's east, though.
Yeah, it is.
But I mean, the United States, I don't bother.
Southeast, yes. Okay, so mine, this is a fun little snippet. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, our buddy, we just love this dude, don't we? He He said on Sunday, which was last Sunday, which was probably two Sundays ago, which could be whenever the hell Sunday when you're listening to this. I don't know.
It was a Sunday in the past.
Yeah, Sunday in the past. He said that his nuclear-capable country was close to test-launching an intercontinental ballistic missile.
Good job. North Korea, you guys are such badasses.
Yeah, they are.
Freaking cool.
So this is bad.
Little fatso.
So this is really bad. You know, if they got an ICBM that can reach the United States, you don't know what's going to happen. So I hope old President Trump got his thinking cap on because you're going to have to figure something out.
Yeah. Scary what he might think, though.
Yeah, you don't know.
Well, let's just make one ourselves.
Yeah. I'm going to make him pay for that. I don't know what the hell he's going to do.
I'm going to make... It's going to be spectacular how many... I can't do his impression.
No, you can't.
I'm just saying the words, to work on it. The words that he would say.
Those are the words he would say.
Yeah. Okay. We got a nuclear system. It's a spectacular nuclear system.
Beautiful, beautiful nuclear system.
I know more about nuclear systems than anybody.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's going to be fun to have him for president for the next little while.
Mr. Know-it-all.
I tell you. Okay, so let's get into the podcast, please.
Nitty-gritty.
Survival cache basics. So, Cameron, what is a survival cache, and why should I have one?
Well, cache.
Like what, you said, what is a survival cache?
It's so the word means to hide. Monsieur, cache.
Monsieur, your
Monsieur, please a cache.
Your croissant cache is over there.
Tip.
Okay, do it. Just do it. What? Come on. I don't know. Whichever you're gonna do something. In
I know. I'm not.
Monsieur, your cache is over there.
Monsieur, is the cache?
I am the concierge.
Is there a weapon? Is he put his weapon in the cache? Alrighty.
Did you put a croissant in your cache?
Did you put the crouton in the cache?
Yeah.
The. Okay.
What was that?
The. I know. That's what I was saying. I was like, why am I using the?
The.
Anyway, so a cache is, you know, something hidden. You know, you can put whatever in that item, whatever.
Okay.
That didn't make sense. But,
No.
Anyway, a cache to me, it's like an insurance policy for your bug out items. Cause you don't
State Farm.
We always talk about not having all of your goods in one place.
I got all mine right here.
So a cache. And it's a cache.
It never gets used. It hides there.
Nobody goes to discover it.
Yeah. It's there one day when I'm going to need it.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Survival cache is putting those items in multiple areas so that you can actually have.
Sure.
You know, you're reassured that, hey, I got
if
items.
If something goes
elsewhere.
Down.
Your house burns down. Boom. You got another place.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
So survival cache, it doesn't need to be buried. A lot of people think, you know, I got to bury it deep somewhere in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
But no, we'll talk into a little more later about locations to store these. But it's basically just a hidden item or a hidden container that has items that you can use.
Yeah.
There's a lot of scenarios where you might need this, you know, avoiding the feds if they decide, you know, weapons are done.
Yeah, so
or
you
give us all your weapons. Or Magneto, you know. Sucks all the weapons out of everybody's hands. So
that's
cool.
Something you need to look at. So to hide a gun, a rifle, a pistol, or something away in case, you know, Nancy Pelosi comes for your
exactly.
Your stiff.
So it's good to cache these items, and, you know, you're not going to always. So something happens and you have to bug out. You can't take everything that you want.
No.
You know, you have that sweet setup bug out bag.
What if you have like a bug out bus though?
Or something like that. That's freaking awesome.
You can just have everything in there.
Stop at the train tracks.
Yeah, I know. You have to open up the door and look out. Actually, I think in a bug out situation, those rules don't apply, right?
No. But
I don't think a train's going to be coming.
Well, whoever has a bug out train, that is freaking awesome.
Bug out train. Holy hell, that's an episode right there.
I got 50 cars full of shit back there.
I got 50 cars full of shit.
That'd be so sweet. Try and get in there, son. But, you know, when you're bugging out to those locations, you can't pack all that stuff. It's a lot of weight, you know, and you can run out of supplies by the time you get to your location that's hidden. So, boom. You got your cache.
You got your cash somewhere strategically placed.
You know, and we'll talk about really good things to put in those, you know, water, things like that. So,
Oh, shit, you just gave it all away now.
That was it.
That was my whole thing.
You want a cash full of water.
Fill it full of water.
50 of them everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, and the more of these cash that you can create, the better.
Yeah.
I mean, some people are like, I have 20. And I'm like, wow, I don't have any.
Yeah. Why? Well, I don't have any. Can I have a few of yours?
So, we've talked about this.
Yeah.
We need to get one, you know.
It's in the works. We've got plans.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, we've got plans. Casually planning it.
Yeah. So, your remote bug out location, you're not always watching that area.
Yeah.
So it's probably better to hide your supplies around there than to actually have them just, you know, stocked up in that area.
Yeah.
Somebody busts in there, they're like, oh.
Yeah,
Look at all that goody stuff.
You got like 100 MREs in here.
Look at all this toilet paper.
Eating for days.
And then, you know, when you're out,
you're the loudest swallower I've ever heard. Never mind, keep going.
You want to criticize my character anymore?
That has nothing to do with your character. Come on.
Shit. Redundancy cash. What would that be, Kobe? What would a redundancy cash be?
That would be having more of the same thing.
So just like bullets.
Bullets?
You know, and more water and more fish and stuff. And
yeah, exactly.
Kobe knows all the items, you know.
Sure.
I don't want to ruin it.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, you know, having that cash is insurance.
Yeah, it sure is.
So you don't know what's going to happen.
Absolutely.
All right, I'm done. Can I go?
Are you done, sir? Oh, okay. It looks like you... Never mind. I'm gonna
go from
here. I
didn't skip a lot of stuff.
So building a survival cache, there's several ways to go about doing this. The most common and the most popular is the PVC pipe type. You can do this for about $30 easily. Go to Home Depot, go to Lowe's. I don't care which one of those stores you go to, but go to one of them and buy this stuff. So what you're going to have to get is some plumber's tape. I'm just going to go through it real quick. So take notes.
Plumber's tape, huh?
Take notes. Yeah, you want to get some plumber's tape, some primer, some wet dry glue. Okay, you want to get a PVC pipe. Basically, you can do any size at this point, but you're going to want to make sure it's the diameter is large enough to put whatever you're putting in.
Not a sprinkler
in.
PVC pipe?
Yeah, because that's, you know, the 1.5 inch ain't going to do
just
much
put
for you.
A little bit of bullets in there. And...
Yeah, yeah. You're going to need an end cap and then a fitting with threads that's a lid, right? So, I'm going to go through the steps right here very quickly because this is not really conducive to podcasting.
Slow it down.
Okay.
Because if you listen to it at slower speed.
You want me to go through? If you're at 1.5 speed, you're going to have to take notes really quick. Really quick. So first, you're going to prime the end cap. You know, you're going to clean it. You're going to make sure it'll adhere as it should. You're going to glue both sides. You're going to slide that fitting on.
Mm.
Put it right in there.
You know, you should just watch Tremors because you remember he makes those PVC bombs?
Yeah, he does make.
He's showing everything.
He's like
right
up
there.
He's like, the Tremors are coming. He's throwing gunpowder and he's making the bombs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems dangerous to make pipe bombs that fast, you know.
It's Tremors, though.
Bert knows his stuff.
It's Tremors.
I know I shouldn't. Shouldn't question him.
If you get blown up, it's better than getting eaten by a Tremor.
That's true. That's true.
So.
Yeah, you speak the truth. So you're gonna slide that fitting on, put it in there nice and tight. You're gonna quarter turn it. You just turn it a little bit. It helps it seal.
Quarter turn, got it.
Yeah, quarter
just
turn.
Quarter.
I'm gonna do the same thing with the end cap. Obviously, you're gonna wrap the threads with your plumber's tape before you put the lid on, right? What was that? You're swallowing?
Swallowing.
Yeah. So you're going to wrap that up. You're going to put the contents in there, the things that you want to put in your survival cache, and then you're going to screw that lid on. And holy crap, you're done.
Anything in it.
No, you said, I just said it 2 seconds ago. I said, put your contents
what
in
there. What contents, though?
We're going to get to that, bro. We're going to get to it. But this is
detailed. Good job.
Did you like that?
Yeah, we could... Yeah, that instruction.
Maybe we ought to make a video and just make one ourselves.
Yeah, we need to.
Yeah.
That'll probably motivate us to make one.
It probably will. And then we can go put it near our bug out location.
We're surely not going to bury it right now.
No. No.
Frozen tundra out there.
It is negative 14 this morning. and that was bad. That was a bad deal. I couldn't even like open up my door.
It was cold. Even right now.
Yeah.
I swallowed a bunch of cold air.
Did you?
And it just like, you know, when it like locks up your throat. You're
Yeah, that's no good. So I've seen survival caches made in several different ways, too. That's just the PVC style. A lot of people just use a nice water bottle, one of those bigger type water bottles, and you can actually still put your plumber's tape on the threads to make sure it's waterproof. So obviously that's why we're doing this, because you want it to be waterproof, because if you're going to bury it.
Yeah, basically in any scenario, you want it waterproof.
Yeah, exactly.
Anywhere you store it.
Yeah. So you're going to want it waterproof, so you can go ahead and use that the thread, the plumber's tape on just a regular water bottle, and yeah. that'll help. So go ahead and do that.
I will.
You can get on Amazon today.
Right now.
Right now. Second. You can get on there.
Pause.
You can actually, don't pause. You can just keep it going. You don't have to pause this. And they actually just make a lot of those small type waterproof boxes. I don't know if you've seen those.
I have seen those, yep.
Yeah, and they have the clamps on the one end. I had a hard time finding anything that was very big. So you couldn't put a lot of stuff in there. So, but it would still be big enough to make a nice small.
They're like those little med kit size.
Yeah, exactly.
Really small.
Yeah, like the waterproof med kits. Mm-hmm. And you can get those for like $10. So that would actually be a really good choice for something. If you're going to have several of those, you know, have a couple of those, if you don't need to put a rifle or anything in it.
Yeah.
And then you can go ahead and take that and bury that sucker.
Those
are waterproof.
Yeah. And you might mention this, but those army surplus places, they have some sweet waterproof containers.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. They have some awesome ones.
Well, we got to go check out ours. We
have
do.
I haven't even been to ours.
You haven't?
No.
We're going to have to go.
I always go to the one, the Smith & Edwards.
Oh, down in the valley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they have most military stuff, such, you know.
Yeah. Well, they have like
built for moisture.
The ammo boxes. Protection.
Yeah, exactly.
That are waterproof. Yeah. That's kind of what you're talking about, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
They do have water resistant, like those big water resistant storage bins that you can get for your back patio. So these aren't waterproof, but they're water resistant. So you could try and seal the lid in some way, you know, using like some silicone or something like that. And then it would be pretty much waterproof. So you could go bury one of those big suckers if you wanted.
Would it hold up? I guess if you didn't bury too deep.
Yeah, no, you just got to just get it under the ground enough. But those are so huge. I mean, your hole would be gigantic.
Yeah, that would be.
But anyways, it is an option.
What's he burying out there?
Hey, his grandpa died. So you can, you know, just make sure it's waterproof. That's your biggest thing, because you're going to be burying it under the ground. It's going to get wet, and then everything inside of it's going to get nasty.
Mm.
So,
yep.
So anyways, those are kind of the types and how to build one of those PVC ones. I mean, if you're going to do it, the PVC one is the easiest. I guess it's not the easiest, but
it's not, but I think the form.
Yeah.
Like it's a little more, you know.
And you can make it as long as you want. That's the nice thing.
You
can have as long as you want. You can have as short as you want, and you can have as long as you want.
You can have the width of it.
The girth.
You can have really big girth, but short.
Yeah. Well, some people like that. That's what
maybe,
I'm saying.
Maybe longer.
Some people like it longer and skinnier.
Width girth.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's so many different options with PVC. I mean,
PVC is just incredible.
Lowe's is your playground, so go ahead and do whatever you want to do. Real quick, I want to talk about the 3%er. The 3%ers are all diehard American patriots who craft pro-gun, patriotic, and American Revolution-related apparel. And I lie not about this. They have some really cool stuff. They're extremely passionate about what they do, and everything is made to order in-house. Go to the3%er.com and get the very best gear for any Second Amendment America-loving patriot. And that's you, Cameron. That's
I am.
You. That's the3%er.com. And use code CASUALPREPPERS, because if you do that, you're going to get a 10% discount.
Yeah.
And it's going to be cheaper.
Yeah.
And so go ahead and do that.
If you don't use our name, that's pretty offensive, because we spent this time telling you to use our code, and then you just took it upon yourself to
not do
order.
That. Yeah, and then you paid more money, and we're sad. You're sad. It's just a bad deal. So go ahead and use it.
Yeah.
CasualPreppers.com at the 3%er. Actually, I said that wrong. CasualPreppers at the 3%er.com. I'm so sorry. It's Friday. I got vacation on the brain. I'm leaving soon.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. Okay, so moving on. Let's talk about what you want to put into your survival cache. Okay. And most of it's fairly obvious, and actually all of it's fairly obvious. It's just going to be things that you're going to need to sustain your bug out or sustain your prepping or whatever it may be. So let's just go over some stuff that I wrote down.
I want to hear it.
And I know Cam's really excited to hear about this. Emergency water. That's going to be your number one thing. You're going to want water in
there. Not regular water.
Well, I mean,
emergency water.
You can put regular water in there, but I don't advise.
Just fill it up. Just all your stuff's floating.
Hey, I got some water. No, don't put anything else in. Just water. Just close up that pipe.
I don't want it to get wet.
Waterproof. Anyways, yeah, water. That's obviously your number one thing you need to be thinking about constantly is water. So it wouldn't be a bad idea to put a water bottle in there as well. So, you know, I was thinking, okay, when I said emergency water, Cameron, I was thinking like the pouches, because they last for quite a while, and you're going to make sure it's fresh. So I would put some of those in there. Also, I would put a water bottle in there.
A non-emergency water.
Water bottle and then a water filter of some sort.
Yeah.
If you're going to have a survival cache, it should absolutely have those things. I mean.
Yeah, for sure. So it makes the most sense.
If you're going to make a survival cache and it doesn't have those, you haven't made a survival cache, man. Okay.
Yeah, you haven't.
Yeah.
You made a stupid treasure.
You made a piece of pipe that you buried under the ground. Okay, so you also want to put some sort of MRE or some long-term food that's going to stay good for a while. Because if you bury this sucker and you put, like, I don't know.
Like, maybe Ziploc bag, some McDonald's french fries.
Yeah.
Because they will last forever.
Those things last about 48 seconds before they turn to styrofoam. So you don't want to do that. Have you ever noticed that? Like, they are so freaking good for, like,
they're amazing when they're
5 minutes and they're hot. It's like crack. You can't get enough of them.
Yeah.
And then, like, 10 minutes later, it's like garbage. It's like you couldn't eat that for nothing.
Yeah, I'd rather eat a raw potato.
Oh, you? It's like, almost like what it is.
What is this?
Yeah.
But they don't ever like mold or dry out or anything there.
Yeah, so I guess you might be okay to put McDonald's french fries in there.
Yeah.
Anyways, what you want to put is something like Tack Bar in there. Some bug out rations. That's a good idea. That bars that you can eat and they're good for 5 years. You don't need water. You don't need to prepare them. I am a big proponent of Tack Bar and Datrex type stuff. Okay. The next thing you want to put in
stuff's awesome.
Yeah, the next thing you want to put in there is some first aid and medical supplies.
Mm-hmm.
What would you suggest as far as first aid supplies?
I put a fever reducer and an anti-inflammatory. So you got ibuprofen, Tylenol.
Yeah.
An antibiotic ointment.
Oh yeah, that's probably a good idea. Like Neosporin or something like that.
And then I'd have suture in there for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Something to suture with?
Yeah, because they're so small. I mean, just a little packet of suture.
And obviously,
you don't have to have all the tools. Like, you don't need the scissors and all that. I'm just saying, just the suture, you know?
Oh, okay.
Because you should be carrying, you know,
your multi tool
of
some
sort. You should.
And then I'm guessing maybe some bandages and, you know, some stuff like that, right?
So, a little ace bandage. Yeah. Pretty good.
So, just a small kit, something you have there back up.
You can go overboard with first aid kits all the time.
Yeah, you can. I would like to have a little bit of cordage in there, some paracord or something, in case you need to make a shelter or if you need to tie up some douchebag at the grocery store. You never know.
Yeah.
A knife. I mean, a lot of this is you might not have your regular EDC kit. You might not have your bug out bag. So you have to make sure you have backups, like you said, redundancy to that kind of stuff in case.
Well, most preppers, you know, I would think like, I mean, we get free stuff, but I have like 50 knives.
Right. Yeah.
And they're just like. I just have them throughout my house conveniently.
Yeah.
I'm like.
You have a knife in that
room? Going to the bathroom and I reach behind my toilet and I'm like, there's a knife.
There you go.
I'm going to whittle some wood in there.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have knives everywhere in the house. And I'm like, why not throw one in a cache, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. There's no reason not to.
Mm-mm.
Have one in your vehicles. Have one in your caches. Have it everywhere. So have a knife in there because that's like the most important tool you can keep with you.
Yeah.
Usually
get duplicates of tons of prepper crap.
Oh yeah.
I've got like 20 of those, the paracord bracelets.
Oh yeah.
Like,
the survival bracelets. Yeah. Throw it in there. It's going to, that'll, you know, it probably has a compass.
You've
or something.
You've got it all stored in your house that you could lose, you know?
Yeah.
So spreading it out.
Yeah. It's always a good idea to spread that stuff out. Survival manuals. I'm a big proponent of this because I'm not going to take the time to go learn everything. I just don't have that kind of time.
No. Nope.
But if you have a manual, you've always got it right there. It's at your fingertips. I think a first aid manual is a must.
Yeah.
You have to have a first aid manual. Yeah. You have to have several of them. I've got one in my bug out bag. I've got one in my house. And I want to put one in a survival cache when we go build
it. Good idea.
Okay. I think it's a good idea. Some sort of a way to build a shelter. And I'm not saying you have to put all these in there. These are just things to think about because you're going to need them at some point. So like a tarp or a small tent.
Yeah.
Something like that.
And some of those are so compact. Like.
Yeah. Or even, you know what I've done in my bug out bag? I have an issue. I don't know exactly. So for my bug out bag, you know, you need to have some sort of shelter, right? But I feel like putting a tent on it, it just seems like too much.
It is.
You know, if I'm going to be bugging out, but I need something.
Well, I like Battle Box, give that tarp, that little.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but it's still kind of big.
That one is, but they have some smaller ones.
So what I've done is I've put in one of those survival blankets. And so I figure I can always make some sort of a small lean-to or something if I have
to. True, yeah.
You know? So that's something
like
that.
Are you talking about like the shiny ones?
Yeah.
Those tear like a mother.
They do, but...
Yeah. This one's sweet.
Yeah.
This one's like more vinyl.
Yeah, something like that would be great.
Yeah.
You know? And plus, it's going to keep you warm. You can just use it as a blanket if you need to.
Yeah.
So I think put one of those in there. Some extra clothing. If you're going out at this time of year where we live, you're going to be freezing.
Yeah.
Man, I was outside for like 30 seconds today, and I'm like, I'm not doing that again.
Yeah.
That was stupid. So have some extra clothing, some warm clothing. Have some regular, just normal, everyday spring-type clothing, because you don't know what time of year you're going to be finding your little cache.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. Weapons. This is where it gets fun.
It does.
Weapons.
Yeah.
And so this is very contingent upon what type of cache you build. So if you're doing the PVC type, you can make it long enough to get a survival rifle or something like that in there. But if it's not, if it's one of the smaller ones, probably a handgun is probably all you're going to be able to get in that thing. So, and you're going to have to make sure it's something you can part with for a while, you know.
Yeah.
A gun. Maybe you have an old 22 pistol or something lying around with some, you know, an extra box, 50-round box. Go throw that in there.
Right.
You know, that's probably a good idea. You could get a takedown survival bow in one of the longer ones and put in there.
Yeah,
It's not a bad idea. Not as effective, obviously, as firearms, but it's the apocalypse, man. You're going to do what you can do, right? A flashlight, some sort of a light. It's going to get dark. You know, we're all in using artificial light 12 hours a day at least, so you need some sort of a light. If you don't have it in your EDC kit, get one in your EDC kit too. But this is obviously... It might not be with you. So, flashlight. Fire starter.
Mm-hmm.
Fire
starter. I knew that
starter.
Was in there.
You knew it was coming, didn't you?
Has to be.
You have to have a way to build a fire. It's going to get cold.
There's a million ways.
There is a million ways, right. But if you have a fire starter, even just a couple of Bic lighters in there.
That's what I would do.
If you're smart, that's what you're going to do. Yes, it's nice.
You don't want to be a man.
It's nice to have a ferro rod and stuff around, but have freaking Bic lighters. Don't be an idiot.
Yeah.
Bic lighters. Multi-tool. Again, a very important tool for any survivalist or prepper. Just got to have one in there. And then my personal favorite, toilet paper or wipes.
Just going to take up all the space with a roll of toilet paper.
I was going to put countermeasures on there. I decided against it. I just felt like it was a little extravagant. It
makes more sense than toilet paper.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. Whatever, bro. Anyways, that's kind of my list of the necessities and the essentials for a survival cache.
Yeah.
So
I have a bunch of, and we've mentioned this before, I have a bunch of little old phones and devices, you know, that I could store info on.
Yeah.
I was thinking, I don't know, how much penetration would like a nuclear blast penetration, like through the ground? Like if you bury it like 4 feet, do you think it's going to affect your electronic devices? Yeah. I would think
I don't. It depends on how deep you go, I'm sure.
It's always important to know how deep
I go deep as I possibly can, usually. but I'm not saying that that's super deep, but I'm just saying you're going to want to go deep. I don't know. We'll have to look into that. I'm not 100% sure on EMP penetration into soil. I'm just not sure. I think it.
No wonder your wife doesn't get into your cache.
Yeah. You started it.
No, I didn't say anything.
Do you want to do this next little piece?
Are we ready?
Elite Survival?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
You
want to do it today?
I thought
you
didn't want to do it right now.
No,
just kidding. All right, yeah. So this podcast is also brought to you by Elite Survivor. Your premier veteran-owned and operated source of survival, prepper, bushcraft, EDC, and outdoor gear. Get yourself prepared and save. Not 10, but 15%.
Gosh dang.
Off your first order with code. You should have all have already placed your first order.
Yes. And if you haven't, I want you to go 15%. I want you to go do right this second. And like we always say, it's going to be on your first order. So what you want to do is to get a big one at first. Use code CASUALPREPPERS. They've got anything from flashlights. A lot of the stuff
they have
we
everything.
Just talked about. So all this freaking crap we just talked about, they've got a bunch of it.
Yeah.
They've got water filters. They've got fire starters. They've got multi-tools. They've got knives.
Yeah.
I don't know if they got toilet paper, but if they do, get some of that.
They're like your general sportsman's warehouse or Walmart, but just like really like, focused like on for survival
what
gear.
What Cam always says, it's like the Amazon of survival. And
I know, but I didn't
gear.
This time to not be redundant.
No, I like
thanks
it.
Thanks for saying that.
I like to just pound that stuff home.
It's true, though.
Yeah, it is. It absolutely
it's
is.
It's freaking true.
Yeah. So let's move on, Cameron. Can we talk a little bit about
commercial? They're gonna pull. They're gonna yank themselves
like,
from
could
our.
Could you just not have Cam do that anymore?
Just don't have just Cam do odd. Anything.
I want you to talk to me a little bit about locations for these types of caches.
Okay.
Can you do that?
I can do that.
Thank you.
So, on the locations, you know, first of all, like I said, you know, burying is what a lot of people think, and that's what I thought. You know, I'm like, I'm gonna bury it.
Yeah.
But that's survival cache can be, you know, in your house and hidden somewhere.
Yeah.
So
sure.
You know, marked. You know, if you have like a big old can full of feminine hygiene that you want, yeah. You know, or you can just mark it feminine hygiene and put all your bullets in it.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
What I would do.
That's a good idea.
So
yeah,
you can store it within, you know, the same area so that yeah. Those items aren't all out in the open and you can
sure.
Hide them. You can catch them.
Okay.
So the main things you want to do with your cache is disguise, distract from them, conceal them.
Sure.
Three big words I read.
You did. You said them all.
Those
as well.
Were like clear, and I did it really good.
Very precise.
So a lot of people talked about, you know, there are your extreme people that are like, the one guy's like, I built a pet cemetery out back.
I've actually seen that before.
That's actually a good idea.
Well,
it's just a little bit. I don't have like, where am I going to put a pet cemetery?
I don't know.
But I think it's a good idea to have a place that you're like, hey, you know, I'm not going to go digging around in there. A
yeah.
Pet cemetery might stand out a little bit. Depends on your location.
There's some sick puppies out there, man. I don't know.
Get some marrow from those cat bones.
Yeah. You don't know.
But, you know, think about where you live and the places it would be good to
sure.
to bury one.
Yeah.
Or put it up, you know, in the high treetop. You know, you're at risk of, you know, if there's a fire, that one's screwed. But
I should put it out on top of my tree right out there.
You should just
see what the neighbors say.
Your little teeny tree.
Yeah, it's like it's a like 6-foot tree.
Pulled down.
What are you doing, man? Don't worry about it.
Don't you touch it.
Don't you dare touch it.
It's a secret.
It's my cache.
But,
my cache.
Yeah, there's a lot of good forums out there that talk about surprisingly more information on these, you know, hiding locations and how to build the survival.
So speaking
cache.
About forums, what we should have you guys do is come to our new Facebook group and talk about it so we can get some more information
yeah,
and some more
yeah.
Ideas.
Why don't we create that forum?
Yeah. Let's make
let's
that.
Let's get all the best forumers.
So it's Casual Preppers Podcast Group on Facebook.
Cool.
You'll find it.
All right.
You'll find it.
Yeah. you know, vehicles are a good area to,
yeah.
You know. To
I always your... think it's a good idea to store as much of that crap.
There's a lot of locations in your vehicle.
In your car.
That, yeah. That you'd be surprised when you find it,
yeah.
What kind of crap is already in there.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't need this. When did we? Yeah. So, you know.
The McRib hasn't been out for 6 months.
It's half eaten.
There's one under my seat.
Still wrapped up.
well, it's McDonald's. I can eat it.
It's preserved. They put a bunch of crap on it.
Yeah.
Barbecue
other... sauce keeps it safe.
It's a preservative.
Mm-hmm.
Locations that are like, you know, kind of abandoned, like an old building.
Yeah.
Those are good locations, just depending, you know, you got to be careful or bury it somewhere where there's going to be development, you know,
yeah.
Or the farmers out there plowing.
Yeah.
Just got to be smart about your locations.
Yeah, and obviously you want to make it as strategically placed for you, depending on what your bug out, you know,
right.
Route is, and
exactly,
and not even bug out route. It's something that you know you can get to quick, either
right.
From work, right, or from. Okay, I'm probably going into stuff I shouldn't be. Talking
no, you
about.
Are. That's fine.
Okay,
but yeah, since you brought it up, okay, ruined my spot.
Sorry,
but no, strategically placing those
yeah.
Is a really good thing. And
strategery.
I mean, what you want to do. So
Sean
you got him
Connery's
like,
talking about caches now. Why don't you hide the cache instead of burning it?
Oh, I am the Rock. So yeah, you know, along your path to your secret location. You know, you can stash some around it. And like I said, around that location, you don't want it all just bulked up inside.
Yeah.
You know, storing it around there. And even having a survival cache close to your house within walking distance.
I think that's a good idea.
I think
honestly.
It is too.
Yeah.
You want multiple, and you want them kind of spread out. And I'll talk to you about kind of locating your cache, you know, different ways to do that.
Yeah.
Concealing them, you know, you want to camouflage them, or you want to kind of make them blend in, you know.
Sure, yeah.
The valuable ones, you know, with your that have your weapons in it, those are the ones you want to really spend some time, you know, protecting. Talking about, you know, metal detectors, if you got a freak out there that's searching for cash.
There's a lot of people that go out with those metal detectors all over the place.
So, I mean, it's going to pick up your weapon stash pretty 70 quick.
70-year-old dude's going to grab that and take it home.
So some of the ideas that they had for that is, you know, like some rebar, some old metal, just kind of bury
it above it,
just a little bit into the ground. So
that's a good idea.
They're like, oh, dang,
that's crafty.
This is junky.
That's crafty.
So, yeah.
I like that.
And then piles of junk. You know, I've seen them in random places.
Piles of junk?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just like boards and pieces. Yeah. You just bury one right underneath there.
Yeah, sure.
You want to pay attention to, you know, when you're locating them. Some people use GPS, but you may not have GPS.
Yeah, I really don't like that. I know that's what a lot of people do. But
I wouldn't.
You don't know what's going to happen. I mean, is a satellite going to be working at the time?
Yeah.
Is it going to be an EMP? Do you have a GPS with you at the time?
No.
I think it's a good idea to make sure you have, you know, some other type of landmark markers that you
know. I think that's the best way to do it.
Yeah, I absolutely think
And doing, making like a treasure map. I mean, a generic treasure map.
Sure.
Because, you know, you never know. You may not be the one that has to go and retrieve that item. And if you're the only one that knows the landmarks and you don't have it written down, then that cache is gone.
Yeah.
But, you know, you could be dying and you just, I'm gonna get this out of my left pocket. This is where my cache is. You know?
Get it, son. Avenge me.
So, it's important. It's important. Staging your cache if you're planning to bug out by vehicle. You know, people kind of judge how much
judgersons.
Yeah. How much gas they're going to have.
Yeah.
So, you know, you may have a cache that's for the bug out vehicle.
Sure.
You know,
yeah.
You've got more fuel in a cache.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and water for both you or, you know, your vehicle depending on the time of year. But staging those so that you have, you know, when I'm at a quarter of a tank, this is about where, you know, that's an extreme. I mean, if you're going to be driving 30 miles up the mountain.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's a way you want to put that cache. That's
fantastic.
The way you want to put it. Other things on locating your device, you can use the UTM coordinates.
The what?
Yeah, I looked this up on Wikipedia, and two words in, I was bored and gave up. But people still use it. It's like really old military coordinates. It's freaking crazy. It looks like an 80s movie. Like,
oh, sounds awesome.
It's all like, it's crazy.
I love 80s movies.
Those are other ways you can do it. You know, latitude, longitude on a map.
Sure.
But I think personally, by memory and landmarks is your best bet.
Yeah.
And then when you're storing stuff, you know, the waterproof is just important all around. I would always do waterproof no matter where, if it's above ground or if it's in a bag, if it's
in your tree.
You know, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's pretty much.
Okay.
And, you know, decoys, that was the other thing. If you really have a valuable, you know, if you got weapons in there or, you know, stuff
food,
that's
water.
Super important that you just don't know that you'll be able to get when things go south, set up like one or two decoys. You know,
sure.
Just PVC pipe that's empty.
Just like near it or something?
Yeah,
or what?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you bury one, and then maybe in a junk pile, you know, you stick kind of one not very far underground. Places where people might think this, you know, an old abandoned building, you could have one that's more easy to find.
Yeah.
And they're like, boom, open it up, and there's nothing in there.
Boom.
Oh, it's already been looted. And then they leave your most valuable.
Just throw like a Kool-Aid packet in there or something.
So, yeah, decoying is actually a good idea.
Awesome.
For the valuable one. So
cool.
And I mean, that's about it.
Yeah. Survival cache. That's just kind of the
basics. Just be smart on hiding.
Yeah. If you guys have any more ideas or if you want to discuss this, go head over to our Facebook group and start that discussion.
It's a okay? It's a good one to talk about.
Yeah, it is really good.
Some
because
people are real smart on
they really are
stuff.
Yeah,
I don't
so
know why.
We want to hear from you guys. All right. So let's move on really quickly. Let's head to TacPack because we got a new TacPack about a week and a half ago or something like that. I've already been utilizing it a lot.
Utilizing.
A lot because I stole the knife the very second I got it. And I told Cam it's mine.
Yeah,
right?
You did. You really did.
So what was in this box?
All right. So starting from the top, Marksman Shooting Stabilizer.
Mm.
Mobile.
So that's an AR piece, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So veteran-owned company, a nice device for your AR-15.
Okay.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Created by a company that has a lot of history, okay?
Yeah.
A Gerber Air Ranger knife.
Yeah, so
how is it? You've been using it?
I love it, actually. It's
okay,
one
good,
of my
I'm
favorite
glad.
EDC knives.
Oh, good. That's great.
Yeah.
Anything more on that knife?
No, it's really good. It's a nice knife. It's Gerber. Good stuff.
I actually don't even think I've seen it.
Haven't you? Want to look at it?
Yeah, let me see it.
Right here. See?
Let me see it.
It's right there. Ooh. I can't reach, Cameron. It's good stuff, though.
Oh, that is pretty freaking cool.
Yeah, it's a nice little knife. Perfect EDC knife.
I like the handle.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, and then the other one, I'm putting it in my pocket.
Yeah, I'll take that.
The Doc Spartan HWD.
HWD.
Hey, HWD, get over here. So it's like a salve.
Yeah.
It looks like Carmex, but it's basically a bunch of organic oils, lavender, sweet almond, vitamin E, beeswax, tea tree, eucalyptus.
Well, we don't have to go through all the ingredients.
No,
do
I
we?
Just did it all.
Oh,
that
okay.
was it.
Okay.
Oh, I left out coconut.
And so what is it for?
Basically, it's a wound ointment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's nice to have.
It's a soothing, nice little.
Yeah.
No, it is pretty cool.
Absolutely.
And it's a big one.
Yeah.
It's not your basic chapstick. It's a big one.
It's much bigger.
It's really big.
Yeah.
X-Steel AR-500 plate.
Yeah.
I've never shot one.
You never shot steel.
I've never shot a steel.
We're going to have to go shoot it.
Target.
We got, yes, it's like it's a pistol target, I believe. It's, yeah.
Pretty hardcore, yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And behind the sticker, you could win.
Something cool.
Full-size dueling target tree valued at $500.
Dang.
We didn't win.
We did not win.
But yeah, that's cool too.
Yeah, it's awesome.
You got a patch. Priceless.
Mm-hmm. Priceless patches. And what does the patch say?
It says the fourth patch in the GBA lineup.
Yeah. What
Display
does it say?
It proudly on your Velcro hat.
Yeah, but what does it say? What does the patch say?
Oh,
that's
the,
what I'm asking.
Is it the orange one?
Yeah. I think it's something about like Born Deplorable or something like that. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, Born Deplorable.
Yeah.
Gangbangers Anonymous.
Yeah, so that's good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Gargoyles Performance Eyewear. Where was that?
No, I think that was a giveaway.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, you're not reading that correctly.
It's right under everything else.
Right.
So I figured it was in the box.
Yeah, well, you're wrong. Anyways, yeah, the TacPack. If you guys want your own, go to TacPack.com and use code CASUALPREPPERS for 10% off your first box, and you will enjoy it, I promise.
You will.
Good stuff for $50, and then you
they
get
10% basically
off.
Will just get all your EDC for you.
Yeah, exactly. So what we're going to do is we're going to move on to the survival kit from Spartan Survival. And this little puppy is a big sucker.
It is.
It is, isn't it?
This little puppy is a big sucker.
This little puppy is a big sucker.
Yeah, they stuffed so much stuff in that stainless pan.
They really did, didn't they?
I don't even know how. It doesn't even make sense.
I know.
Now that I've got it all out,
uh-huh.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. So what do we have in that bad boy?
Well, you got your stainless pan,
yeah.
Which is pretty sweet. It's kind of like, I'm not sure what brand it is, but it's like those little Coleman, you know, portable camping
Yeah.
stove or pan, sorry. The next thing is you get a Leatherman Sidekick, which is pretty freaking cool.
Yeah, yeah, it's a nice little Leatherman.
It is. It's got a little clip on it.
Is this the Compact Pro Kit? Is that what it was called? Right?
This is the Compact Pro Kit.
Compact Pro, okay.
So the next thing is they got a ton of these little the little 5 wet fire tinder cubes.
Right.
So
oh, yeah.
They're all packaged up. They're waterproof, and then rip them out.
So really quick, before we get on too far, this retails for $170, $169.99. And you can find them at SpartanSurvivalKits.com. Yeah. Okay, so keep going.
They have, seriously, I think if you want to get a little kit with all these little items you want in a bug out bag,
yeah,
boom, you're done.
Yeah,
like, seriously.
Or this would be a fantastic survival cache because
it really would. It's already ready to go, huh?
Everything, yeah.
You just drop the canister in there.
Yep. And it's really compact. Like, it's super compact with all this stuff. It's pretty cool.
You just drop it in your toilet paper cache.
Yeah, exactly.
With survival water.
Yeah, huh?
Doesn't have survival water.
No, it doesn't.
You'd have to add survival water.
You have to figure that out. But it does have a water filter.
It does. Yep. So. And that was the other thing. Aquamira Frontier water filter.
Mm-hmm.
Really small, compact, little straw. You got fire starter, fire steel.
Yep.
And then you've got a windproof lighter, which is pretty sweet.
Oh, yeah. Those
you
are
need to
cool.
fuel
those
it up.
Really cool.
It's empty. You can't ship it that way.
Can't ship it that way.
You got a little mini flasher, which, mm-hmm. If you're trying to
flash somebody.
Signal Apache helicopter.
Yep.
You got the emergency whistle.
Mm-hmm. You always got to have a whistle.
You do. The heat sheets blanket, SOL.
Yep, that's the one we were talking about earlier. It's more of a vinyl type.
It's cool. Like,
right?
Actually, I haven't seen those. Space age.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's
NASA.
Awesome.
You got 5 fish hooks.
Mm-hmm.
And you got 20 feet of 8-pound monofilament.
Mm-hmm.
Which you can do with all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
50 foot of 100-pound Dyneema.
Yeah.
Dyneema. Simple compass.
Yep.
And then you've got, that was your basics, and then you've got a medical pouch.
Right.
Really small. I mean, it's smaller than like a, I mean, it's about the same size as those emergency blankets that you get at the store. So in it, it has 2 triple antibiotic packets, 3 antiseptic towelettes, 1 burn cream packet, ibuprofen, acetaminophen, aspirin, indigestion tablets, Steria strips, 5 fabric bandages, and gauze pad.
Yeah, so anyways, it has a lot of stuff.
Yeah, this is perfect for a bug out kit.
Yeah.
Perfect. For cash, too.
Yep, so go check those guys out. It's a really nice kit. I was actually pretty impressed with it. If you're looking for something that's pretty complete,
I was shocked.
Yeah,
at how much stuff they squoze in there.
Yeah, plus you get the little pot to boil your water in, and that's fantastic.
It is a good idea though. Yeah. If you bought one of these, you could just toss it into cache.
Yeah, exactly. Bow. Throw some water and some toilet paper in there. You're ready to go.
Fingers stuck in there.
Did you cut yourself?
Ow.
Did you?
No.
Oh, okay.
I pinched it in there.
Oh, okay. Good.
Stupid Spartan survival.
Hey Cam.
It's time for the quick and dirty medical tip.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Do you have one for
People
us today?
Are got to be burned out by the time they hear.
Oh, yeah. I guarantee they're burned out. They don't want to hear you anymore.
No.
I guarantee it.
So my medical tip, which is the most valuable part of our podcast.
It absolutely is.
Ugh.
If you're ever wondering what the most valuable part is, it's this part right here.
Yeah. And you get to listen to it from none the other than the one that struggles the most.
None the other.
All right. So this medical tip is about burns.
Ooh.
Oh, you got burn. Hail. So burns are nasty to deal with.
Yeah.
I hate them in every way. So large burns are dangerous, chest, face, and everything, mainly because of the constriction that happens after you char your skin.
Burn.
Bam! Face burn.
Yeah. We don't have to do that the whole time, do we?
No.
Okay.
Every burn.
Yeah.
Second degree, burn! Third degree, burn!
We're done.
So, talking about large, really bad burns, swelling and constriction is your biggest enemy. Swelling in the throat, swelling on the face, and then your whole chest wall can actually be, basically it's like you got wrapped up in a bunch of plastic. Like it's
doesn't
completely constrictive. Yeah.
From burns, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
They'll actually just cut it open.
Jeez.
When you're, in the hospital.
Yikers.
Because it'll restrict you can't even expand your chest.
Yeah.
So that's the bad thing about big burns. Big burn.
I said we were done with that.
All right, so when you get burned, immediately remove your clothing, remove your jewelry.
This is like the second one in a row you've told us to take our clothes off.
Yep. If you're around me, just
take
strip
off your
freaking
clothes.
I will take care of you.
I gotta tell me, take off your clothes.
Oh, it looks like you stubbed your toe. Take your clothes off.
Take
first
it
thing.
Off.
But yeah, jewelry, you're going to get a lot of swelling around that burn, and that's going to be painful when you're re- Hey, got burned.
All people are so freaking annoyed.
They're done. Right, they're done with it. They don't even listen.
Just turn it off, people. Turn
cool
it off.
The burn with water-soaked, you know, cloth over it. That's all you need to really do.
Like a bandana.
You sound like a bandana. Mm-hmm. You need to prevent the swelling as much as you can with, you know, cool cloth and everything like that. Last is you want to keep the burn clean. This applies to all burns.
All burns.
Keep it clean.
Keep it clean.
That's the biggest problem with burns is infection.
Keep it clean. You know, my friend's buddy or my buddy's dad used to say before we went out on Friday night.
Keep it clean.
Keep it wrinkly.
Keep it.
I always think about that. I don't know why, but it's keep it wrinkly. I'm like, all right. I was like, what's your eye?
That's smart.
I don't know why I thought about that, but there it is.
Keep it wrinkly. So,
if you understand, it's funny.
That's not a thing in the burn.
Yeah.
Don't keep it wrinkly.
No, don't keep it wrinkly. This is referring to something else entirely.
So, real quick on first, second, and third. First degree burns, they turn red. They're sensitive. They hurt like a bugger. Yeah. You don't really need to do much about them. Your risk of infection is really low. Second degree burns, you get the blistering. That's the biggest problem with these is that once that ruptures, and it typically will, you want to kind of leave that. So you get a big blister on there. Leave it as long as you can.
Really?
Some location. I know it's super tempting to pop them.
Yeah.
But your chances of infection are a lot greater if you just pop it. So it acts as a barrier, you know. Some locations, and most of the time you're going to rupture it, you know, just bumping it into anything.
Yeah.
But try and keep it, you know, keep it a blister. If it's over an inch, then, yeah, you can go ahead and pop it because it's super inconvenient.
Oh, definitely over an inch.
Yeah. But, yeah.
It's been a really...
I know.
Never mind, keep going.
So with these blisters, you know, when they pop... You want to debride them. You want to get that dead, nasty skin off the top.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I know.
It's going to hurt.
But that helps that dead skin not to collect bacteria because the bacteria is already on the skin.
Yeah.
So, you know, once it's popped, then you can introduce it into the backside where you've lost the skin. So debride that sucker. Then wash with soap and water. You don't need any special antiseptic. You don't need to put hydrogen peroxide. Just soap and water.
Soap and
water. Keep it nice and clean. And then ointment. If you don't have antibiotic ointment, honey is a really good antibacterial.
Yeah.
So just take it on there.
Get honey. Make sure you have a lot of honey in your preps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, seriously.
Tastes good. Feels good.
It's an awesome medical necessity. Third degree burns. So all the skin layers have been burned all the way through
every layer to
deep tissue. Yeah. And it's painless. You burned the nerve endings off.
Dang.
So yeah, painless burns are bad.
Oh,
usually your skin looks kind of blanched. You know, you don't have much red or it's speckled white and you don't really, it doesn't hurt. So that's the good thing is it doesn't hurt, but it's serious.
Yeah.
It's so serious.
That's no bueno.
You basically, there's no special steps to it. You treat it exactly the same as the second degree.
Okay.
Keep it clean, sterile, debride it if the skin starts to flake off. But it is deeper, so you need to be careful not to debride too deep. You need to keep motion in these burns because it will scar up and constrict, you know, you burn your hand really bad.
You got to keep moving.
Keep it nice and clean, but keep it loose. Yep.
Yeah.
And then, debridement, I keep saying that it's a skill that you have to, I encourage you to look on YouTube on how to debride because a lot of wounds need debriding and that helps, promote healing. It helps get rid of infection.
Hey, baby, you want to go in the other room and debride?
Looks like we need a debride.
I'm going to show you how to debride in the apocalypse.
Yeah. And you, unless you really shouldn't be taking care of a third degree burn on your own.
Fine.
Like, you need medical expertise.
Do we?
But just saying, you follow the basics of a second degree. Keep it nice and clean. Keep it sterile. Prevent infection. Boom.
Fantastic.
Burn.
Yeah. So that's how you treat burns, kids. And we thank you for being here today on the podcast.
Yeah.
You're all really cool. We appreciate you. Appreciate you guys subscribing.
We think about you. We think about how we can help you.
We really
do.
We actually do. We're thinking about, we're talking about, we went to lunch today. We're talking about how can we, what else can we do for these guys?
We're talking about it at church, which probably isn't appropriate.
Yeah, probably isn't, but we do it anyways.
How can we help our podcast?
Yeah. But thank you for subscribing.
Listeners.
And tell your friends about
yeah,
us.
Yeah, please do.
Come see us on Facebook, the new Facebook group, to yeah. get a discussion going yeah. on debreeding.
Yeah.
And whatever.
If you don't
else,
like something about our podcast, you know, let us know.
Go ahead and tell us. Because we know you don't like Cam.
Yeah, I know. But I understand. I'm hard to listen to.
Unfortunately.
Kobe is a lot smoother.
No, no. Unfortunately, he's here to stay.
Yeah.
All right?
I will keep bringing you the tips.
Yeah. Just the medical tip. Anyways, we'll see you later.